circumcised in heart and ears. You always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it. When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. My trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad of your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we're in the sixth chapter of John. In the sixth chapter of John, it's the bread of life passages. And Jesus begins here, we're still towards the beginning, but we begin here with, "I am the bread of life." Now, again, these are the "I am" passages in John's gospel. "I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine." And every one of those "I ams" is a declaration he is God. It comes from the Old Testament. Who are you? I am who am. So Jesus is saying, "I am God, the bread of life, who, if you come to me, I will give you life." Huh? But it's always a personal invitation into relationship. He says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger. Whoever believes in me will not thirst." So again, he invites us into not just a belief system, but into a relationship. And you see Stephen, as he's being killed, he does the same thing. He goes to Jesus. He cries out to Jesus, "Jesus, receive my spirit." And you can tell he's come to Jesus because then immediately he becomes like Jesus. "Father, forgive them." That when you and I come into the intimacy with Jesus, automatically we become more forgiving. Automatically we become like Jesus. But if we're just following a set of rules, we become judgmental. We become, "This person isn't like this and this." Uh-uh. We must become like Jesus by coming to Jesus. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.